You're tuned into the audio channel from scorenotes.com. Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, Richard. Thank you for joining us here on scorenotes.com. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Tom, for giving the call and for your interest in the score.
Well, absolutely. And to kick this off, can you tell us about the sci-fi inspired score that you did create for Surrogates?
Well, it's a very large scale score with lots of big action music and huge orchestra, 128 piece orchestra, in combination with an element of the score that has a certain human longing and melancholy, which is representing Bruce Willis's character and his longing to have a human connection with his wife, who has been in her room for many years as a result of their son being killed in an accident. There's some tender music, and then there's a lot of action. There's a lot of tension music, too. There's about 70 minutes of music in the whole score.
When you score a movie, particularly a science fiction movie that puts the plot first, how much better does that inform the work that you do for it?
Well, I think you have an added sort of an advantage as you get started. That, you know, the cliche is when you're doing something that's sci-fi or maybe in the future that you want to use some sci-fi electronic counting sounding futuristic sounds in the score, but we've decided early on not to do that, to keep it more classic film score based, and maybe even a nod back to some Bernard Herrmann kind of string writing and tension writing that really runs against doing, say, a Blade Runner score or a Tron score where you have a futuristic sounding score. This is a pretty conventional sounding score with, I think, a lot of elements that are based in some of the classic film scores of a long time ago.
Well, I personally think you nailed the tone for this one perfectly. And what's interesting to me is that it is slightly futuristic, but not too far off, because the film itself does not span, you know, hundreds of years into the future.
Right. I think that was one of the aspects about it that may have been a little hard for the audience to get, was when in the future is this? And it's not too far in the future, because a lot of the, you know, the cars in the show and a lot of the things, the visuals in the show don't look that futuristic. It's not like watching something, you know, as you say, 100 years from now. It's sort of, you know, only 13 years in the future, which is actually what it was in the plot.
And speaking of the plot, what aspects of the storyline intrigued you the most?
Well, I really liked the idea when I read the script for the first time, this idea that the humans are living their lives inside in a protected environment in a sort of a sim chair that, you know, it's reminiscent of the Matrix and other things like that, that they feel they're protected and they are able to have their robots, so to speak, or surrogates go out to the real world. And the thing that was interesting about the script was how the longing for humans to have human contact with each other, and, you know, specifically in our show was the marriage between Bruce and his wife. You know, that was really intriguing, and what kind of emotions that brings. And then in addition to all the human parts of it, I thought it was really cool the way the surrogates all lived in the outside world and were impervious to any physical danger or any destruction. And that was one of the plot points, was obviously that something happened where if a surrogate was injured or damaged, that it was affecting the human behind it. And I thought that was a cool little twist.
Yeah, definitely some interesting concepts in motion with this picture. Now, what do you enjoy most about working with the director, Jonathan Mostow?
Well, we've been working together for 16, 17 years, so I think the thing I like most about it is that we've gone through over the years all the stuff that I know he doesn't like, and we have a shorthand as to what kind of things he likes and what kind of things I like, and we have a real agreement on how certain kinds of scenes should be scored, and we both have a sort of not minimalistic, but we just don't like to overdo scenes. We just don't like to compel an audience to feel a certain way by overdoing the music. So there's a lot of restraint in some of the smaller cues here, so they're almost ambient in nature, and the first 20 minutes or so of the movie, there's a lot of sort of drony kind of ambience that is just sort of bubbling under the surface to add tension to the plot. And John likes that a lot. He doesn't, as I said, he just doesn't like over-the-top music. He likes things that are fairly subtle. Until it gets to the big chases, and then he likes things just bigger than you can imagine.
Yeah, most assuredly, there's a time and place for everything when it comes to film music and its proper placement, so that's great to hear. Did you know early on, when you two first started working together on projects, that this would be kind of a long-term thing?
No, I didn't, actually. You know, it was one of my first scores. I had been a studio musician for many years in the 80s, and I had made a transition to being a composer, and Flight of Black Angel was the first movie I did of Jonathan's, and I think his second movie, and we had a great time on that, and certainly was hoping that he would hire me again, and then we were able to do a few more movies. And my only regret is that we don't do more movies together. It seems to be they're pretty well spaced out, but we have a great time when we work together. As I said, it's turned into a great friendship, and the shorthand that we have and the collaboration that we go through in the movies and working on these movies is really fulfilling for me.
Now, aside from Surrogates, you certainly have some other projects in development or in progress, actually, at this time. And can you fill us in on some of the television work you've recently been working on?
Yeah. I'm currently working on a new show for CBS called Three Rivers, which is a medical drama set in Pittsburgh. It's hopefully a little different than all the other medical dramas in that it's the principal focus of this show is organ transplants and donors. So that's, again, a drama that I've been doing a lot of dramas lately, but there is an urgency and an excitement to some of the plot in there, so I'm able to do different kinds of music. I'm also doing a show called In Treatment, which is an HBO show based on a psychotherapist and his clients, patients. And last year I was doing Without a Trace, which is another CBS show. And before that, I did The OC for a while. I did 6 Feet Under for many years. And a lot of other video projects and a documentary I did. And I think it was last year. So it's been a full plate of all kinds of different projects. And one thing about doing Surrogates is I really enjoy getting back to the action, adventure, sci-fi, thriller kind of mode, the genre, because I've been in drama for a number of years now with my television work.
And it seems that it's tricky in Hollywood to kind of maintain a career in both film and television. And is that ever a challenge for you in any way?
Oh, certainly. You know, I probably am labeled a TV composer, so I'm hoping to become more of a TV/movie guy. I'd like to be able to do more movie scores. It is really time consuming to do television shows, though, because, you know, I just create a lot of music for TV. I have a quick turnaround per episode. I do about 30 minutes of music a week, and that's all consuming. And the fun thing about Surrogates and any film is, you know, you usually have more time in that. So instead of doing your 10 minutes a day of music, or 7 to 10 minutes, you're doing maybe 2 or 3, and you can give a lot more care and maybe try some things that you haven't been able to try on television shows, where you have to go for the things that you know are true and that work because you have a limited amount of time.
Yeah, and one of the things I always hate to hear is that label that gets attached to composers within the industry. It seems like when the industry finds a niche where a composer is really succeeding, they seem to just keep going after that.
Yeah, I think it's all the Hollywood thing. It is everybody in the studios, everybody in producers, everyone is accountable to someone else above them. And it's such a terrible problem in that anybody who takes a stand on a composer or in any other field of aspect of a project is accountable to their boss for, you know, their choice. So they tend to make safe decisions based on the record of, or the success record of the person they're hiring. So somebody hires me for a network TV show, that's pretty easy because I've done a bunch of them, and, you know, who would have thought that he did a bad job because he did all these other shows. So, and conversely, if you're doing a film, at least in my case, somebody like Jonathan really had to take a stand and say, you know, I know he doesn't do a lot of movies, and but I want him to do this movie. And I really appreciate that John has been willing over the years to do that for me. But it's, everybody is scared that they're going to make a choice, and they want to have a record on the people that they're hiring so that they have some justification for the reason that they're hiring them.
To me, I would always be like, you know, just go to the music, like playing excerpts from U571, and now Surrogates and some of the other examples. It would be a clear decision for me because I really think your work is exceptional.
Oh, thanks very much. I wish it were that easy.
And getting back to Surrogates, do you anticipate a CD soundtrack release for it? Have you heard anything on that?
Yeah, we're mastering on Monday, and that's going to be released by Lakeshore. So that'll be available, I assume, in the near future.
Well, that's wonderful. And at this point, I'd just like to say thank you for joining us tonight. It was quite interesting to go behind the scenes of Surrogates and talk about some of your other work.
Great, Tom. Well, I looked at your website. It looks like you have a really nice site. And keep up the great work in promoting film music.
Will do. Will do. Thank you, Richard.